Good afternoon. Warmer and increasingly more humid air continues to build into interior New York and New England, out ahead of a cold front currently slicing through the eastern Great Lakes. This cold front pushing into the unstable environment will initiate showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, and some of these could be strong, perhaps even severe, as jet stream energy also moves into the region from the north and west. Strong gusty winds, some hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning, all possibilities with the storms as they move through during the afternoon hours and into the evening. The activity will gradually wind down tonight, and with mostly cloudy skies overnight, we'll have areas of fog developing with low temperatures back into the 50s. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow behind the front, a nice and refreshing northwest wind, and somewhat cooler temperatures with highs in the middle to upper 70s. The rest of the holiday weekend looks great with high pressure in control. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, warmer, still with low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. And for Independence Day on Monday, look for mostly sunny skies, a bit more humidity, but still comfortable with warm temperatures in the mid 80s. As we get into the middle part of next week, we'll see the humidity start to work its way back in with increasing warmth as a ridge of high pressure develops over the region in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. The result will be mostly sunny skies and a bit of humidity on Tuesday in the middle to upper 80s with highs around 90 with more humidity on Wednesday. This eventually will lead to a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with highs staying in the upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern New York and Vermont southward to the mid-Atlantic states, and also a slight risk for portions of eastern Colorado into central Kansas. From our area south, mid-60s to lower 70s dew points will move in today. At the same time, strengthening and veering flow aloft will support organized storms developing during the afternoon as a band of stronger deep layer ascent overspreads this warm sector. A mix of cells and small line segments will pose primarily a risk for wind damage closer to the Canadian border, whereas higher buoyancy in some backed terrain-channeled flow in the Hudson Valley may be more favorable for low-level mesocyclones and an associated tornado risk. Farther south, jet stream flow will strengthen to 30 to 40 knots across the mid-Atlantic region, and isolated to strong storms will develop later in the day and move eastward towards the I-95 corridor. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely in the lower 80s, Boston increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 99 set in 1933 and the record low 45 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds and humidity today, with showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds and humidity today, showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, areas of fog with lows in the middle and upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then mostly cloudy with some fog overnight tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds and humidity today with showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon hours and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon hours and highs in the lower 80s. More showers than storms this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cooler with refreshing humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Sunday. Mostly sunny on Independence Day in the mid 80s. A bit more humidity on Tuesday, mostly sunny, mid to upper 80s, near 90 with a mix of sun and clouds and humidity Wednesday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday of next week with highs in the upper 80s. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.